Harriet Tripp persisted Steele's rely on retained austenite. Why does it matter whether its transformation is stress or strain affected?
Well, in practical applications, it only matters in a rather minor way. However, the methods which are used in the design of alloys require a deeper understanding.
What in particular?
Well, stress-affected transformations can be assessed using thermodynamics alone, whereas strain-induced reactions rely on defect densities, which cannot really be predicted with the accuracy that is required.
So how have you demonstrated the transformation of retained austenite during deformation is stress-affected?
Well, this work was inspired by that of Pascal Jacques and co-workers, who I believe were the first to demonstrate that the carbon-enriched austenite is actually stronger than the ferrite. What this means is that the austenite doesn't undergo plastic deformation very easily. In other words, it should be affected by stress rather than by strain.
But isn't there a great deal of work using the equations of strain-induced transformation that explain the formation of martensite during deformation?
You're quite right. There are many papers written which analyze the transformation in terms of strain-induced reaction. Although in all of this work, the equations are actually fitted to the measured data, we have demonstrated that the same data can be explained by stress-affected transformation.
Okay, thank you very much.